Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. There are swears. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, recorded live in Islington, welcome to The Rabbit Hole.
Yes, yes. It is The Rabbit Hole. It's the world's only pre-recorded phone-in show recorded live in front of a studio audience.
Studio audience?
I'm having real trouble speaking today, and you know that's what we do now, is we make fun of people with disabilities.
No, I thought you were being clever. I thought you were saying like a pseudo audience.
No, studio.
Like they weren't a proper audience
no,
in some way.
No, I was trying to say studio, but, and this, I wasn't even going to get into this so quickly, but we're there.
Let's get into it.
Let's delve into it. I think I've ripped my lip away from my gum. You know, that's funny, is it? It's funny. You know the bit of flesh that holds the lip to the gum?
Yeah, like the stringy bit.
Yeah, the stringy bit. Well, it started earlier in the week when I thought I had a... You know when you got that little spot pain, you think, oh, I've got a spot coming.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I've got a spot coming. I maybe even mentioned it live on the radio. I don't know.
That's unlike you.
No, I'm being very brave about it. And it was no spot. No spot appeared, but the pain grew and grew and grew. And it was, and I realised it was inside my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have spent...
And yet you still came into work every day. Such a brave soldier.
Such a dick.
How's the hypochondria going, by the way?
Well, a doctor tells me it's fatal. thanks, guys, thanks. So here's the thing, right, I think I've pulled away the skin that holds the... I spent most of this weekend in a mirror pulling this down and thinking, well, that looks different to how it normally looks. I can see more gum than I normally see.
Here's the thing I can tell you as a woman,
yeah,
right?
Please.
If you look at it long enough...
As a woman?
Yeah, no. I think we
a woman's perspective on gum and lip ratio completely different.
I'm just saying.
Ask
someone,
Paloma Faith.
As women...
Very gummy, Paloma Faith.
She is.
Very gummy.
God bless her. It helps her sing, doesn't it?
Oh, she's got a brilliant voice, but the gums... Can you get gum reductive surgery?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. I've seen it. I used to watch this really rubbish show called The Swan. I can't remember what channel it was on. Shite channel. Anyway, so it was women who weren't entirely happy with their appearance.
Yes.
And they were, instead of being told they were beautiful and special and individual,
yes,
they got operated on loads.
Good.
And they like shaved their gums and did all sorts.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to show you my disfigurement.
Oh.
And I need to... We've got a young lady at the front here. I noticed you've been before. I'm going to come and show you...
Lucky you.
This. Does this... Put your glasses on.
Here's what I was going to say, Ian. If you look at something long enough in the mirror, it's going to look weird. With that in mind, show that lady what you got.
Does this look weird to you?
Something looks a bit... Yeah, something. I can't...
Come and shine the light on.
Here we go.
It looks a bit sore. Yeah.
It's because he's been messing with it all.
There was a disgusted ooh there. And that's fine. That's because as a society, we've not addressed this issue enough. And I'm hoping to change that.
Thank God.
But there is a disability there. And that is why...
What's it stopping you from doing?
I'm having trouble speaking.
Really?
Oh, Kath's unhappy, right? Kath is unhappy because she thinks I don't let her tell enough of her dull stories.
No, it's not. It's that.
Yeah.
It's that every time he says, Kath, tell us a story, his eyes roll back.
I tell you what, we were doing. You told me a story before the show.
Katie, should I tell your favourite story?
Yeah. Why don't you tell everyone the story and let's see.
Here's the story of the day I got trapped in my own dress.
Here we go.
Sad times. I was a misfit at school. I talked funny. And I also had a mum that made me clothes. So those two things were never going to make me hugely popular.
Yeah.
So one day I decided that I would wear my new school dress that my mum had lovingly made. You know that song, Coat of Many Colours by Dolly Parton? That kind of vibe. Every single stitch was done with love. Anyway, she made me this dress, and it was like 1950s style with a really swingy skirt. And so one day I'm in the playground, swinging my skirt. A bigger girl comes up, grabs hold of the ends of it, and catches me in it like this. And I was inside that skirt, like trying to get out of a bag, for about 5 minutes while everyone looked at my kecks. And that's what happened. Hey.
Awkward. I mean, really tense.
Are you saying, because of what happened? No, or because it was a really
crap story?
It was a shit story. Right,
and
okay.
You may not be getting this at home if you're listening to this, the podcast, but the tension in the room has really, it's gone up another level.
Yeah.
It really has.
Maybe you're right then.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
I think you lost them with the Dolly Parton reference.
Why? Everyone loves Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I know. I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because I paid an absolute fortune to go and see her at the O2 Arena. And she mimed for some of it. Tickets are like 200.
She's
quid.
Old and her mouth is tight these days. Also, Dolly Parton fans, did you know she's covered in tattoos?
Hang on a second. I was going to say, is this story you're about to tell us libelous?
No. I've seen the evidence online.
Okay. Then libel.
Dolly Parton always wears long sleeves. Have you noticed?
Of course they haven't noticed. They've got lives.
Look it up. This is true. It's because underneath her long sleeves, she's covered in tats. Yeah. And between her boobs. Yeah, she's a tattooed lady.
It's an autograph of Burt Reynolds.
There's a heart. This is true, Dolly Parton facts.
Dolly Parton has got a heart between her tits. Yes. I've always known that about she might. Right, the way this works is, you explain it to them.
The way this works is.
But not in a really boring way like that last story. Explain it to them in a fun way.
Okay, fans, is that fun?
To kids,
is that a fun word?
Do kids still do that thing, which I used to do when I was 12? They go, thank you, fans.
Yes.
I used to do it all the time. If my mum would go, oh, thanks for laying the table, Ian. Thank you, fans. What a twat.
All right.
My mum, me. I was being
self-deprecating. Oh, okay. Today of all days, Mother's Day. Don't call her a twat.
We are recording this show. Not only, guys, not only is it Mother's Day today. Here's the thing. Sex is PC bullshit. When are we going to get Father's Day?
June.
Okay. Not only is it Mother's Day, it's also a very, very special day for a certain... We've got a young man here who's celebrating a very, very important day. It's Christian. Christian over here. Give Christian a round of applause.
He is 30 years old today.
Well, no, he stood up. Sit down. That's awkward. It's his birthday, but I was going to say the special day is he's managed to drag his girlfriend all the way over from Stonehenge to come and see us tonight. Stonehenge, marks out of 10 for Stonehenge.
One,
right, we're going to go to the usual standard of one. There is a relevance in what he said, and you'll hear it in the podcast. One being poor, 10 being mind-blowing.
Eight.
Eight. And Katie, what would you give Stonehenge?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're...
They made a lot of effort to make that.
It's a mystical set of stones. And so far, Katie, what would you give the rabbit hole out of 10?
About six. Nearly Stonehenge, though.
Hey, one less than Stonehenge. Mm-hmm. That's all right. I'm happy with that.
It'll do, won't it?
I can do that. The way this works, Catherine will explain via
can
the
I?
Medium of song.
No, I won't.
Do it in Cher's voice. Kath can do a
what
mean
What we're going to do is open the Skype.
Go on.
And people will ring in.
Now,
hopefully without their dicks in their hands.
Now...
But you never can tell.
Now do it as Scylla.
No.
Yeah, do it as...
No, too soon.
Do it, no. You could do impressions of Scylla. We can't. It's like you can't say we're not. You know, I'm not asking you to
do it. You do it then.
Well, I can't do it. Surprise, surprise. We're gonna fucking open up the sky.
Okay. It's good. It's quite good.
It's not as good as Miss Saville, and that is too soon.
Yeah, we're
not,
too soon.
Not when we are going to open
too
up
soon.
The sky.
Too soon. Wait,
for those, if you're watching on Periscope, you can call in. I don't know the phone number, but this guy does.
Don't forget, if you want to phone the rabbit hole, the number is 0222222222222. That's the number.
No, it's not. That's actually...
That's not helpful, is it?
That's actually... I don't know what... That's actually the wrong number. This is the right number.
0203-286-6370.
There we go. So that's...
0203-286-6370.
Okie dokie. That's... and that's the phone number. We're going to open up Skype and watch as the calls come a-rolling in. If at any point during the show you want to chip in, people in the audience here, then please do. Skype is now open, guys. If you're watching on Periscope, you can call us. You can Skype, hey, Rabbit Hole Show. And let's just wait for those calls to come a-rolling in.
Guys.
Let's just wait for those calls to come
a-rolling in. Well...
We've booked this hall for 2 hours. 2 hours of no calls coming a rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Call. I knew it. And this is going to
well,
be.
Hang on a minute. Let's work out.
It's going to be such a good call. I know it. We can hear you now, caller.
Up your bum hole.
And they've hung up.
Mum?
Don't applaud that. How could you? Someone tried to start a spontaneous round of applause because we were receiving abuse. I tell you what I can see, because I've got Skype up in front of me, so I can see if people have tried to call him and they have failed. So all we can do is we can call these people back. So here's someone who called in, and let's see if they answer. So we are calling out now, guys. Let us see what happens.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Oh, you're kidding me. They're not in.
Can you leave them a message, please?
Sir. To re-record your message, key hash then time.
Hello, I've got your Chinese takeaway outside. Please give me some money. Thank you. Bye.
That was brilliant. No. Go. Shh. Don't let them know because they won't. There, it's gone. No.
Yes.
That is going to totally mess their minds. Because he'll get that and go, what? A Chinese shit. And he'll go there and it won't be there. And that will.
Oh, it's going to mess with their melons.
That's going to. I hope it wasn't. Anyway. Yes, we have a caller. Hello, caller. You're down the rabbit hole.
Good morning, Great Britain. How are you?
They recognise the voice.
Oh, did you hear that groan of dismay, Julian, that it was you calling in?
No, I thought it was Brands of Joy.
Well...
I think you've got a pretty skewy idea of what joy sounds like. Julian, why don't you speak to Catherine, please?
I'll talk to Catherine.
Oh,
a pleasure.
Good. All right, what's going on, Julian?
Yeah, it's all go here in Australia. Absolutely beautiful weather, as always. Are you guys on Periscope today?
Yes.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
A bit. Okay.
Don't worry, bit, Julian. We can run this call through the computer afterwards and make it sound interesting. Don't worry.
All right, smart ass. Look, I've got an offer here for all Rabbit Hole listeners. If you come to the Commonwealth Games, now this doesn't apply to English teams or anything like that, but if you come to the Commonwealth Games over here in Queensland, look me up and I'll shout you a beer at the pub, but you've got to have a ticket to the Commonwealth Games and you've got to listen to the Rabbit Hole, which you obviously are now.
Well, that sounds like an excellent offer, Julian. Let's put it to the audience here now. No. Anyone going to the Commonwealth Games?
Hang on a minute, you guys. You get to fly all the way to Australia and get a free beer
from this guy
off of a dull man. Now, what's not to like about that offer?
That's exactly right. What's going on over there,
Julian? You just said it's all going off in Australia, and then you just said the weather's nice and I'm drinking beer, and that really, I mean, that doesn't sound to me particularly exciting. If I'm going to be honest with you, Julian.
No, but you can come over here and you can meet me. That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
What, this live? I'm not sure I could handle it.
Julia, remind me what you do, apart from bore phone-ins.
I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer?
Oh, yeah, you live in Boona.
And what animals and creatures do you farm?
Cows. You actually have them over there as well, except ours don't have mad cow's disease.
Oh.
No,
I'm just pointing out a few facts.
Well, no, you're spreading fake news. This is fake news. We haven't had that for absolutely ages, Julian. Our beef, is it beef from cows?
I said it,
and then I thought, well, I don't know where beef comes from. Our beef is certainly better. I've got beef with your beef.
Good one.
Yes.
Give me a typical day in the life of Julian of Australia.
Okay, well, it's 5 minutes to 5 in the morning here. I got up at about 3:30 and fed the horses. And I poked around the shed a bit and I thought, those idiots.
When you say poked around the shed, what is that? I didn't really want you to go into the details of you fucking cows, but.
You see, that's where your sick mind comes into play, Ian. I'm sorry about that. And I thought you idiots on the rabbit hole will be on, so I'll come and fire the computer up and come and have a chat to you blokes and see who I can annoy in England this morning.
Okay. Well, that's brilliant, Julian. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Well that's just the...
Oh, I've accidentally cut him off.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, let's give Julia a call, because Julia has sent us a song, because we are recording this on Mother's Day, and Julia has sent us a song. Hang on.
Hello, Rabbit Hall.
Hello, Julia. There we go. Listen, you take one letter off the name from Julian to Julia, and what a change.
Alphabetical guess.
What a change. Julia, woo! How are you? You're right.
Yeah, very good. Just enjoying a tasty coffee and a Periscope rabbit hole.
I like that. Just say that yeah again.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was a bit more aggressive. The first one was sex kittenish.
Was it?
Do you not think?
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
God, that's really creepy.
Oh, yes.
That is quite creepy.
Okay, yes.
Right, stop.
Hey, Billy Connolly.
No.
Hey. And it was
can't
funny.
Help me.
Oh, I'm so oh, sorry about this. Oh. So what's been going apart from the tasty coffee in a rabbit hole, what's been going on? what's been going on? You've been celebrating Mother's Day?
I have indeed. I wrote my mother a lovely song and made a video for it. And then me and my boyfriend have been playing with the dog all day. It's been lovely.
That's the boyfriend's mum. I'm joking.
Oh, your son.
Joking.
Now listen. You are. We've got your number.
Is yeah. Well, literally.
You're a bit Bernard Manning right, tonight, aren't you?
Well, you know, it's a bit of blue for the dads. Now, so because you've sent me a link on Skype to this Mother's Day song, shall we play it?
I think everyone should. It's from me to my mum, but it could be from anyone to any mother, to every mother out there. I think this is the important message of Mother's Day.
All right, and I've genuinely not heard this. This has just popped up. Let's click on this. This takes us here. All right, here we go. Mother's Day song. Here we go. Let's have a little listen to this. Hang on. Here we go.
2, 3, 4.
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. It's squeezing away into life.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. And the midwife had to cut you with a knife.
Ouch!
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. It wasn't a nice thing to do.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. And that all those strangers saw you poo. Vagina, vagina, mum, mum, mum. Vagina, vagina, mum, mum, mum. Vagina, vagina, mum, mum, mum. Vagina, 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 mum.
Mummy!
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. I'm glad that now you think a lot of me.
Sorry.
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. And you had to have that nasty episiotomy.
Ouch!
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. I wanted you to know that I care.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that I hurt your vagina, Mum. And that I made you look like an abattoir down there.
Oh!
Yes. Vagina, vagina, mum, mum, mum. Vagina, vagina, mum, mum, mum. Vagina, vagina, mum, mum, mum. Vagina, 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 vagina,
the spirit of the day, didn't
that
it?
That was what you couldn't see. Dear listener, can we just ring in Julia back? The video for that.
Every time she said vagina, we saw one.
Were you overwhelmed? Did you have to hang up?
Give her a round of applause. That was.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So
glad you enjoyed it.
Tell me where you got the idea for the song.
Well, one day my mum and I we worked together in a comedy club office, and she would not stop nagging me.
Oh.
So I got her by her lapels and I pulled her wee face right up to mine and I said, "I'm glad I hurt your fanny."
Whoa.
And then I felt so guilty that I had to write the song. In fairness, she just told me today that my sister clawed her way out, so that was worse. So I'm off the hook.
Thank you for that, Julia. Well done. Thank
Happy
you.
Mother's Day.
Thank you. There we go. Happy Mother's Day. I mean, that really is.
My mum would love that. They should put those in cards when you open them.
Yeah.
They can maybe have a pop out element.
We were watching the video for that. That was disgusting. There were lots of
nature
vaginas.
Love. It's nature.
And pictures of Julia's mum.
There we go. But not both.
No,
at the same time.
We've got another call. Go on, you talk to this one.
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
Hello, it's Dana.
Hello, Dana.
Hello, how are you all?
We're all right. I mean, as you can hear, it's buzzing.
Oh, I love that song. That was really good. I need some advice from you.
Oh, you've come to the right place.
It's sort of related to Mother's Day in a way, because about an hour or so ago, my 5-year-old niece looked at me and said, you dress like Grandma. That's got to be the ultimate cuss, isn't it? That a 5-year-old thinks I look dressed like my grandma. Come on.
And just remind us how old you are, Dana.
Well, I'd like to think I'm 35, but in reality I'm 48.
I'm going to work on a mean average of 42. But is it not? Isn't it not fashionable to dress like your grandparents? Is that not?
Well, yeah, but you've got to look like you're doing it on purpose, and that's always the worry, isn't it? That you end up looking old without wanting to.
Yeah.
What are you wearing, Dana?
Oh, that's a bit.
No, I'm all right to ask that. You can't.
What am I wearing? Well, nice denim, long denim skirt, and a nice top. And she just looked at a pink top, and she just looked at it and said, "You look like grandma." And I thought, I've been literally fashion policed by a 5-year-old.
A long denim skirt.
Life can't get any worse than that, can it?
A long denim skirt. I mean, I don't know much about ladies' fashion, but a long denim skirt.
Obviously, neither do I.
Go on, Kath. You like to dress busy. Why?
I do like to dress busy, yeah.
So why don't you tell Dana?
Long denim skirts are very hard to pull off, literally.
Oh,
did a joke
you,
there. A fashion joke for you.
Hey, hang on a minute. No. Hang on a second, Dana. Sorry. Well, this is like episode, I don't know, what, 10 or 11 or so. And you've just done your first joke. A round of applause for Catherine. Well done.
But I think, you know...
Well done, Catherine. I'm really proud of you. I mean, she's... For those of you at home who are listening in black and white, she just raised her middle finger. She gave me the American insult.
Yeah.
As opposed to the good old-fashioned Great British, up yours, Dolores.
Well, I thought this might be easy to spin on.
Wow. Okay, go on.
Dana, what have you got on your feet with a long denim skirt?
I am barefoot. I've gone for the Woodstock barefoot.
What's your mum wearing? Long denim skirt and no
she's
shoes?
She's not hot enough for flip-flops yet.
Don't. Here's the thing, women.
Yeah,
let me give the sisters a tip, right? Feet are not sexy, all right? Cover them up, shoes, boots, whatever. Just don't. Bare feet are the most unerotic.
Zola Bud.
Who said Zola Bud? There we go. Zola Bud. Now, are you saying Zola Bud because you thought you got turned on by it?
No, because she ran barefoot.
Here's the thing. Zola Bud, right? She was a South African girl, and we made her British using some kind of crazy apartheid thing so that she could run for the Olympics. And she was famous, of course, for running barefoot. Then in the Olympics, when she pushed that girl over, was it not Carol Decker? She was
Mary Decker.
Mary Decker. She had shoes on. And so I remember the disappointment. The whole of Great Britain is watching Zola Bub, the barefoot woman.
Track star.
Yeah. And she's got shoes. And my dad went, "Well, we're not watching this shit." And turned it off. But she had shoes on.
Wow.
She had shoes on. But they made a documentary recently where Zola Bud and Carol Decker got back together. Decker forgave Bud.
Were you going to say she let Decker push her over? In a kind of...
That would have been better.
Surely that's...
Do you know what?
That
would be a brilliant series. And I've got the number for Channel 4 somewhere. I'll phone them up.
Are they taking your calls anymore?
Well, no. They, every time I phone up, they go, Channel 4 not here. No, Mr. Lee, Channel 4 not here no more. But I'll try again. But a series... where famous people who have been wronged go back to the scene of their wronging and they get their revenge. So you'd have Decker pushing Bud over at the exact spot where that happened.
Yeah.
What other celebrity wrongings are there?
Well, there's some skaters. Was there some skater thing? American skater thing? Does it have to be sporting?
It doesn't have to be sporting.
Good, 'cause I'm not good
at sports. I'll tell you what.
I know.
Go on, I've got a good one, go on.
Madonna allows the dancers to go up the stairs first and then yanks them down.
Here we go. Who was the fella that they filmed half of Back to the Future and then spilled... Who?
Eric Stoltz,
star of The Mask.
Eric Stoltz?
Eric Stoltz. So I would get Eric Stoltz to... Michael Parkinson. No, he's not Parkinson's. No!
Ian Lee!
My brain was... That was not meant as a...
Flipping it!
No, that's a bad one. No, it's not. It's not because... it's not because we'll cut that out.
We won't.
Let me just think. Cut this whole bit out and just do this bit from here. Here's your edit point. Beep. Do you remember when Eric Stoltz did... They filmed half of Back to the Future with Eric Stoltz.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, thank you, Dana. Yeah, just having a spontaneous conversation. And then Michael J. Fox replaced him, who unfortunately is now very ill with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
No one will know. Stoltz and Fox should go back to that bedroom where they... I don't fucking know. I'm just thinking of a TV series. Dana, listen, thank you for that. I think you're screwed, basically, is the answer. What are those? No, there's something in that. Celebrities that have been... Oh, who was it who won...
Yes. Kanye went up and told Taylor Swift she didn't deserve her prize.
Now, if I was Taylor Swift, what they would do is they'd go back to the MTV Awards or the Grammys or whatever it was, and she should get the award and shove it up his arsehole. That would be the one I would do there.
It seems a bit extreme, but...
Well...
But Channel 4 like that stuff.
Channel 4 like that kind of stuff. So far, we've got a good format, a solid format. We'll start the rabbit hole in a minute. This is all just warm up. We've got another call. Hello, caller, you're down the rabbit hole.
Evening, Ian. Evening, all.
You're saying that as though that's your catchphrase. And everyone goes, no, it's the fella. Evening caller. Right, let's. Who is this?
Craig.
All right, Craig. So when Craig says that, everyone go, evening, Craig, you old tosser. Because like it's a catchphrase. All right, Craig, go on, away you go.
Evening, Ian. Evening, all.
Evening, Craig, you old tosser.
There we go, very beautiful.
You knows it.
Oh, I didn't know there was a call and response to the call and response.
He's good.
Craig, what have you got for us this evening?
Well, you know, Kath did that one finger salute.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, Craig, we know. He can't hear women's voices, that's it. He's never had contact with a woman, so the voice just is like... he needs a... Yes, Craig, I remember that.
It's one of the oldest insults. It's 1,800, 2,400 years old.
That's quite a wide window of time. Where does it come from, Craig, I ask?
Well, that'd be like Middle Eastern times then, wouldn't it? The two-finger salute...
Yes.
Is only from the 1900s.
OK, but... No, it's
no,
not.
That's not.
No, it's not. We're getting people disagreeing here. It's getting very, very tense. Who shouted, no, it's not? Hang on a minute. Let's go.
Hang on. We've got a historian.
We've got...
Just Google it.
Go on.
Just Google it.
No, I've got Jeeves here. I'm going to ask Jeeves. Right. Tell Craig why he's wrong.
Because he's going to say it's Agincourt, and it isn't Agincourt. That's the famous thing they always say, I think.
Let's see if Craig says Agincourt. Craig?
Okay then.
Are you going to say Agincourt?
Agincourt.
You knew it.
And where do you think it comes from?
I don't know.
I thought he had an answer. Go on.
There's a rumour that it's to do with archers showing they still had their two fingers, but that's not been proven.
I don't get my historical facts from rumours.
No, you get it from horrible histories.
No, I get it from... Hang on a minute, I've got a joke brewing. I don't get my historical facts from rumours. I get it from Tusk, the follow-up to the album Rumours. No, hang on, bear with me, Craig. The follow-up to the album Rumours by rock group Fleetwood Mac. I'm going to...
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I am.
Am I leaving that in?
No, we're going to leave that in, Catherine. We're going to leave it in because I want all young would-be presenters and radio hosts and national treasures to realise that even a triple award-winning broadcaster such as myself can have an audience that are too thick...
Oh!
..to get... what is actually a really cracking gag. And then what we'll do is we'll also dub laughter and applause over
when
it.
You say we, that means me, right?
Yes, that's right, Catherine.
I ain't doing it.
He's right.
I ain't doing it.
Craig!
One of the names they considered for the Seven Dwarfs was Pixie.
Sorry?
One of the names they considered for the Seven Dwarfs
yes.
was Pixie.
Thank you very much indeed.
did.
Yeah. Oh! Hang on a minute. Let's call him back because people are calling him out now. Hang on a second. Let's see if I cut him off there.
You did.
What, tipsy? Did he say?
Titsy.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let's. You go straight to him.
Hi. You say about titsy? did you get that off Richard Herring's As It Occurs to Me?
You've called Dana back.
Oh, you idiot!
Unbelievable. You are outrageous. How dare you phone up our wonderful contributors and diss them like that?
That's the right one.
I don't know what any of these numbers are now. I don't know... Right, try again. No. Try again. Hang on. I'll. Sorry. I told you I'd get my own back on you. Here we go. It's him. Go on, destroy him.
Right, you got that from Richard Herring, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a bad subscriber. Why not?
There we go. He's admitted the crime.
Yeah, but you can't just. Well.
I feel a bit. Let down, do you?
I don't feel...
It's not the first time he's used that one.
But I'm also disappointed by your cussing of Craig. I thought you were going to destroy him and you've just gone, oh, yeah, well, fair enough.
No, I think...
And you bullied Dana.
I did bully Dana. I should give more to Craig. Look, Craig, don't call again.
I love it. That's the attitude we want. That's what we should be more like when we're doing this nonsense.
Thanks very much for joining us down the rabbit hole. Bye. And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Aggie production.
Me like you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.